morning. It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, November 13th, 2017. We have about 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. Not quite sure when we're going to see them on the river today moving around. That's because the weather is kind of an issue out there right now. We have, the Columbia River Bar, as of at least a few minutes ago when I checked the bar pilot's website, was on red status this morning, and that means, as you may have heard me say before, that conditions at the mouth of the river, on the very dynamic Columbia River Bar, which even on a good day can be a problem for vessels, are just too dangerous to bring vessels in and out. Some of that has to do with wind. We have a storm warning happening offshore right now and a gale warning right at the near coast. And so you've heard me talk about the relationship between wind and waves. When the wind blows and blows across the wide ocean, which is very huge outside of here, it goes all the way across to Asia, there's a lot of fetch out there, a lot of distance across which the wind can blow. And when the wind starts blowing very hard and very fast across that wide stretch of ocean, the waves start rising up as well. So the waves have become 20 feet or more out there in some spots, and that means that that becomes just too much of a safety issue for vessels. It's very hard. It becomes harder and harder to steer precisely when the sea gets just that, when the waves are just that big. And so because you have an interesting situation at the mouth of the river where you're going from the big, deep ocean where ships, while it's uncomfortable, are pretty safe out there. They can bounce around if they're well-made and they're in good condition. They can bounce around out there and take the pounding of the wind and the waves, because they're not going to hit anything solid like the ground or another vessel, as long as they stay away from each other. But once you get into the confines of the river, you're looking at finite space. You're looking at a ship that with a really tall wave, a very tall wave that goes up, also goes down. So there are deep troughs between these waves, and ships coming in can literally bottom out, even in the deep channel at the mouth of the river. So when the waves reach 20 feet, that's usually a sign that vessels are just going to be requested by the bar pilots and the Coast Guard to just wait out there. And if you look at, there's a really interesting app or website that you can look at called Marine Traffic. So marinetraffic.com in a browser. You can look at what the ships are doing, because they all have indicator beacons that send a signal to satellites. And so most commercial ships you can see out there. One of our ships that is arriving today is already out there now. She's not even on the schedule to even try to come into the river until about 3:30 or maybe 4 o'clock this afternoon. So they're hoping that ships are going to be able to move later in the day, but it really depends upon weather conditions. So I can tell you a little bit about who's out there waiting to come in. The Bright Gemini is out there right now, arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria Anchorage, and she's going to be going upriver to pick up wheat. Her crew is going to probably be very happy when they get the chance to come into the river. But that is the call on when they can do that. The judgment call is made by the bar pilots, who know very much a great deal, of course. They're specialists in ship handling and bringing ships in difficult weather. Next inbound is the Master. She's arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage, hoping to come in. She'll be picking up wheat. Her estimated arrival would be about 4:30 today. The Venezia is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage, so she can go to the Port of Portland to pick up soda ash. She's got an estimated time of arrival at the bar at about 8:30 p.m. We'll see whether she gets to come in. We have a couple of other ships. The Pacific Harmony and the Belle Plaine are listed, and the Kathira 1 are listed as at sea awaiting orders. So those ships, what do? They get to the mouth of the river. They're not given permission to come in. So what do? Well, they slow way down in this weather to save fuel and also to just save damage on the ship from all that water and waves and wind bouncing around out there. So they essentially slow down and circle around out there and wait their turn. So sometimes vessels can wait for the whole day because they aren't going to be allowed to come in until it's safe. So sometimes you'll see, even in bad weather when the bar is closed, you'll see one or two ships come in. That's because those ships are very, very seaworthy and very well powered, and they can handle it. They can handle the conditions and still retain steerage. So any vessel that's the least bit underpowered, or the pilots suspect that it just might not be in tip-top condition, they're going to ask that vessel to wait until the conditions are really ideal. So what is happening out there? Well, we've got seas building to 25 feet at about 12 seconds apart. So 25 feet, 2.5 stories. If you were out there in a boat, a wave that high would be coming your way every 12 seconds. Something to think about. Wind is gusting to 55 knots out there. And it's just going to be a mess. We have a storm warning in effect through this afternoon. And what does that mean? If you look at the Beaufort wind scale, Beaufort wind scale has been used, well, it was developed in 1805 by Sir Francis Beaufort. And it was designed, as I've said before, for a time before there was GPS and satellites and all these things that we rely on now and sort of take for granted. It was designed to help you understand how high the wind was blowing when all you could do would be to look at the conditions around you. So it's got an interesting information in it about what is happening on water and on land when certain velocities of wind are reached. So in the case of a gale, for instance, moderately high 18 to 25 foot waves of greater length, in lower winds, edges of crests begin to break into spindrift. That's such a great word. Spindrift is when the tops of the waves blow off and create streaky foam. And so the wind is blowing so hard it's blowing the tops of the waves off. On land, twigs, breaking of trees generally impedes progress on land. We've already seen that this morning, with some roads being temporarily blocked and power lines down because of that. But when you get up into storm force winds, which is what's going to be happening later today at sea, very high waves up to 41 feet with overhanging crests, sea white with densely blown foam, heavy rolling waves and lower visibility. And on land, broken trees, lots of damage there. So when you get out into those storm force winds, visibility becomes an issue because there's so much water blowing around in the air that it actually creates some visibility issues. So for ships that are out there, they're really going to want to wait until the weather improves. I mean, they may want to come in, of course, but the smart thing to do is just wait until things calm down. And according to the weather reports, this storm should abate later on. It's not a terribly long-lasting storm, but it is a storm that's going to cause our ship traffic to have to slow down a little bit and wait. So that's the story. That's what I know about what's happening out there. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.